What's up, world? Welcome to Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News. So if you believe in yourself and the world around you, Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We hope everyone's doing amazing on this Wednesday. We have our two positive news stories and our audio meditation to hopefully brighten your day. Tim, what do you have for your positive news story?
Let's jump into it. I love the kids. I have another kid story about a nine-year-old by the name of Grant Mullins. So Grant was about to turn nine. His parents asked him, hey, what do you want for your ninth birthday? And him thinking about it really hard, he decided, you know what? I don't want anything specific like a gift. I just want to be able to invite everybody from the local rec center. This local rec center is actually a center where his dad and Grant volunteer at. It's a local rec center for people with special needs. He goes in there a few times a week. He really enjoys it. He's made a lot of friends there. And he decided, again, for his ninth birthday, I want to invite everybody there. His dad talked to him about it. They decided, let's go follow through with it. They threw this party, and this party that was supposed to be for this nine-year-old boy ended up being a celebration for the community. Taught everybody how to accept everybody. And whenever Grant was asked, why did you want to do this? He simply told his mom, not everybody gets an opportunity to get invited to a birthday party. I think everybody should be able to enjoy this type of joy at least once a year. So he plans on doing it again next year. Kid's only 9 years old, and he changed not only his family's perspective, but he's changed that community's perspective. Nine-year-olds to volunteer at a rec center like that and to invite them to his birthday party is special. And I think he's wise beyond his years.
You have a source for that?
I definitely have a source for that. It's by CBS News. You can find it on the website.
How many people showed up?
I'm not exactly sure how many people showed up.
That sounds like a lot of people.
I was looking at the pictures, though, and it's quite a few people. There was at least 9 or 10 different people that were there, and I thought it was amazing. He was taking pictures and playing games. It was definitely smiles all in the room.
You remember the first time you were invited to a birthday party?
Man, not exactly, but I can definitely remember not getting invited to birthday parties and realizing how sad that was. Like, oh man, I'm not cool enough. Being young too, maybe second grade.
Really? When we were older, I thought like you were always invited to stuff.
I tried, man. I didn't get invited when we were younger. Some people are like, man, we went to school together in elementary, Tim. Yes, we did.
Interesting. That's nice. I really like that positive news story. It's volunteering, giving back, and building community. Everything we're about here on The Positive Truth.
Do sabes.
Mine is Science is Cool with The Positive Truth podcast. Comes from energy-reporters.com. And I'm going to ask a tough question. Have you ever had food poisoning before?
Man, yes. Ugh.
Horrible.
Worst.
Last time I had food poisoning, I called my mom and I was like, I think I'm going to die. It was that bad. So everyone hates it. But scientists have engineered salmonella bacteria to trigger immune responses to fight against tumors. So they're injecting salmonella in mice, and it's showing promising reduction in tumor growth, down from 75-95%. The tumors get shrink that much.
Wow.
Researchers could use this as a way to use living drug therapies in cancer treatments in the future. That's what they call it, living drug therapies. I try to stay away from all the big sciencey words because I don't want to embarrass myself. But I just read this and I thought it was awesome. Something so horrible can have so much positive. And that's just the case for a lot of things in life. And I want to talk about it here.
Well said, JP. Well said.
Before we get out of here, we want to do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I got to be grateful for the wifey this week, man. She cooked a couple of my favorite meals this week. Some Puerto Rican dishes that I haven't had in a while. And I thought it was really dope of her. She definitely has improved on her cooking skills too. I had to tell her that. She's like, thank you, because I really tried today. It was hilarious. I was like, no, this is really good. Thank you so much. So yeah, man, shout out to the wifey. Shout out to Eddie.
Do the kids like it?
Oh yeah, they love it. It's funny because Layla doesn't like the rice she makes, but Leandro will eat the empanadas. They both eat the chicken, but it's hilarious. We all eat something. I eat it all. So it's a win for me.
Layla doesn't like rice? How?
Layla doesn't like rice. LA will eat some rice. That's all he cares about. There's like bags of rice in the fridge just because of him. And he can't throw any of it away. He gets mad. He yelled at me earlier. My rice, Dad, my rice.
This is interesting. First person I've ever met didn't like rice.
Really?
Should grow out of it.
We grew up on the South Side, though, so it makes sense. We all love us some mice.
I'm grateful for printers because this is the first week of Tim and I doing this, writing it down. And we have both decided that I think Tim's penmanship's pretty good. It's just small. Mine's horrible. So
now I'm typing this next time.
Yeah, we're definitely, shout out to technology. So I'm grateful for that. Hopefully everyone else, while we're listening, all of our listeners thought of one thing you're grateful for as well. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. Quotes by Tim.
Like, share, subscribe, 5-star reviews, all that fun stuff. Tell your friends. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story to thepositivetruth@gmail.com, we will send you a t-shirt for free.
And pay for the shipping.
And pay for the shipping. And we're out.
Stay positive.